The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Joe Supple. Hiya, Joe.
I'm good, Declan. I was just saying to you there, very deceptive out there looking out the window and beautiful sunshine and it's freezing cold. So time to pack those bags, I think.
Oh, no. They're not packed. They're not permanently packed.
Well,
do you empty them out and put them in the washing machine? Or
a little bit of that, yeah, going on. I do leave half stuff packed. I pull stuff out. I'm very organised. I've got really good through the years, actually, of packing tidily, you know. Get the stuff out and put half the stuff back into your wardrobe because you're not going to wear it when you go over there, you know, especially when you're going to the beautiful sunshine. And that's where I'm going. I'm going to Fuerteventura on Saturday morning, Saturday lunchtime. Really looking forward to it. It's been many, many years since I've been there. For listeners who haven't been there before, Fuerteventura is the second largest of Spain's Canary Islands. It sits on the Atlantic Ocean, 100 kilometres off the north of the coast of Africa. That's where they get the beautiful sunshine. Primarily known as a holiday destination due to its white sandy beaches and year-round warmed, cooled by constant winds. And I can say, actually, one of the most incredible beaches in the world I've ever seen is Fuerteventura. For people who love a nice beach holiday, it's definitely worth considering going to Fuerteventura.
It's small, isn't it?
It is. It's about, I suppose drive from one end to the other end would be about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, yeah, it's big enough. Yeah, it's the second largest. Of the Spanish Canary Islands.
Because it used to be promoted that much. It was always sort of Tenerife and, Lanzarote and Gran Canaria. And then it sort of snuck up on the inside. What is this place? Fuerteventura.
Yeah. I mean, I was there many, many years ago. Carhualeco is the main sort of place that people go to. The transfer time is about 35 minutes from the airport. For people who haven't been there before, the flight time is just over 4 hours. They're very similar to the other Canary Islands as well. But it's very famous mainly for sort of like the surfing, kiting. But again, they've introduced, like you say, over the last couple of years, a lot of the sort of, you know, all-inclusive hotels have gone in there and Airbnbs and stuff. And I was looking around because the place I stayed in many years ago was completely booked out. They wouldn't even entertain me, Declan. So, which is great because people are obviously going for the old winter sun. So I looked around and I came across, I was looking at hotels, trying to get deals, prices. It was just, everything was just sort of impossible. So I looked up Airbnb to see, was there anything nice that sort of stood out for me? And I came across a beautiful place, which is literally 50 steps away from the beach, right in the beachfront. It's called Casa Anemona, and you can look it up on Airbnb, and it looks absolutely idyllic. It's a little nice, very typical Spanish villa, lovely little rooftop there. And I looked up the prices as well, different times we're staying. It is quite booked up, but you can have up to 5 guests there. Now, the price we're paying, there's 3 of us staying, is just over 100 euro. I think it's 126 per night between 3 people. And if you had 5 guests going, 150, 30 euro per person per night. You can't go wrong with that. And you have lovely little sort of fishing restaurants all around the beaches there. And as I said, it's very much famous for, you know, for the windsurfing and things. 15 minutes walk to the centre. So if you're looking for something like that, I would definitely recommend. And of course, you can put in your parameters within the Airbnb of, you know, what you're looking for. Do you want a beach fund? They've really improved all the services on Airbnb. So if you want to look it up, Airbnb, Casa Anemona, looking forward to staying there for 4 nights. And then moving on to a hotel. I'm staying in I love the Riu. You know, we have a Riu in Ireland. Did you know that? Riu Hotels, Spanish group.
No.
They have the Gresham Hotel in Dublin.
Seriously?
They do, yeah. They've had it for many years now. So they took it over and they're running off it. So, the Riu Hotel Group, they have over 100 hotels in 20 countries. I've stayed in a few of them through the years, but I was looking around to the sea and I just thought, you know, I've done my Airbnb. So you have a choice there. You have bed and breakfast, half board, or all inclusive. It's a 4-star hotel. It's called the Riu Palace Therese Islas, and you can check out Riu.com there. Really nice hotel, 4-star on the beach. So when you go, the all-inclusive, it includes obviously, you know, your local drinks, your wine, your beers, which I'd be partial to. You get very thirsty in the afternoons, you know, when you're on a sun holiday. Or you can go to half-board option, which would give you a choice then of either, like, you know, lunch or dinner in the evening. Some people like to get out, but the all-inclusive is a great way to go. especially because you know before you go then exactly what you're going to be spending when you actually get there as well. So I'd recommend that. That's the Rieu Hotel, and I look forward to checking out the place, 4-star hotel, and it's literally right on the beachfront. And a lot of the big hotels are on the beachfront there in Fuerteventura that you can look around.
And how's the flooding and things like that?
Everything's okay. There's never been a problem there, as far as I know, in Fuerteventura. I think it was one of the smaller islands that had a bit of a disaster there last year or something like that. But yeah, Fuerteventura is fine. And look, there's two different parts to the island as well. There's the north and then there's the south of the island, depending which. But you'd have a long transfer up to the other side of the island, about an hour and a half from the airport.
Which airlines fly there?
I'm flying Aer Lingus. I shouldn't say my favourite. Ryanair, Aer Lingus. And I think there's a charter in certain times with TUI as well. So again, you can package it up. Prices are quite reasonable. And yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the different packages, a lot of the Irish travel agents would have deals there with the hotels, so you can actually package it up for yourself. Anyway, everyone I'm talking to at the moment is like, I want to get to the sunshine. You can feel the cold snap coming in, and it's a good time to go. Any time between sort of now, even if you think about December, and then again, you're looking at January, trying to get a little bit of nice heat on the bones, it's always worth maybe looking at the Canary Islands. But I'll be coming back in a week's time and boring the listeners about what I got up to in Fuerteventura.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. What about further afield, Joe? I mean, I know you were partial to go, where's it at? The Maldives or something?
The Maldives was one of my most mind-blowing experiences. It took a long time to get there now. I did have to fly first class, which was a terrible situation to be in, to Istanbul with Turkish Airlines. The Maldives is amazing. It's becoming really popular with the Irish. Loads of things I'm seeing up on social media. Friends of mine who've been there, who want to go there. There is better routes to go. You can fly Dublin to Dubai or Abu Dhabi and then direct on to Malé, which is the airport there. Nothing to see in Malé, to be honest. You want to get straight onto your speedboat and you want to head straight over to the island. But obviously with the Maldives, it's you know, there's so many different islands there that literally when you're on your island, that's it, you know. So the island that we stayed on was about 1.5 kilometres long, six or seven restaurants, good few bars, and all-inclusive, so you can't really beat that. And again, if you're going to the Maldives, always look at the all-inclusive option. It's really expensive to pay for drink there, and you can't bring any drink in. Your bags are scanned going through the airport, so you won't be bringing your own booze along. You have to either cough it up or go with the all-inclusive. But you can check out simplymaldives.ie, actually is a great website, and it's an Irish guy who runs that, and he could advise you, because there is so many different islands. If you want the smaller unique, or you want to go for the sort of more commercial one. When I say commercial, 1.5 kilometres long, that's how big the island. But it is one of those experiences. Yeah, and another great place, which we spoke about before, if anyone's looking for a January, February winter sun, is Ras Al Khaimah. Remember I did the trip there before, and it's about an hour and a half from Dubai. So you're paying a third of the price for any of the hotels down there, or eating or dining. Again, the options will be down there. They've introduced quite a bit the all-inclusive. So you have the beautiful brands like the Mövenpick. You have the Hilton down there. And definitely worth considering if you're thinking about, you will definitely want to get that lovely 30 degrees heat. Dubai is super expensive. If you have the budget for it, grand. If you don't, Ras Al Khaimah is a beautiful option. Amazing beaches there as well. And just a little fun fact for you, in Ras Al Khaimah, the Hilton Hotel is owned by the king there of Ras Al Khaimah, and it's the only natural beach in the AUE, because the rest of them is bought in sand, made, manufactured sand, which a lot of people don't know. You're walking on the sand, it's 30 degrees, you're going, why is the sand not hot? No, they normally would be on holidays. So that's the only natural beach that they have in Ras Al Khaimah. So there you go. Little interesting fact for you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you just stopped by anyway and come into us.
Sure, look.
On your way to the airport.
There you go. Great stuff, Declan.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. That is Joe Supple, the Holiday Doc. Thanks, Joe.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.